Houseplants are back, in a big way. Just ask Tilly's Flowers. The longtime family-owned business in Wichita noticed a growing interest in indoor plants before the pandemic, but as Deborah Shar explains, sales and demand really took off this past year as people looked for something to nurture during all that time at home.
Most of the retail area inside Tilly's Flowers on East Harry is filled with green, leafy plants. Snake plants with their slender, firm, upright leaves are hard to miss. Some bushy plants are growing around small poles in their containers. The big, broad leaves on the fiddle-leaf fig plants almost look fake. More than 100 plants of all sizes make up the lush displays.
So we actually just got a plant truck in a couple weeks ago, and then we have a fill-in every single week from a local guy that comes in.
Jennifer Bernard and her sister run the flower shop that their grandma Tilly started. The business opened as a greenhouse in 1876, selling plants and vegetables, and switched to selling fresh flowers a few decades later when Tilly took over. Jennifer looks to the local grower to add variety and maybe some exotic plants because, you know, plant parents want a choice.
The plant parents are kind of the new trendy thing, so you might get like millennials that come into the store because they're picking out a new plant.
She says this new passion for spider plants, ferns, and ivy is similar to the houseplant craze back in the 1970s. But this time, the trend is about more than aesthetics. The COVID-19 pandemic kept us away from family and friends. So many people accumulated potted plants to fill the void in their social lives.
It was a perfect opportunity for people that wanted to be a plant parent. They didn't really know how to, but they had the time to be at home and really learn how to take care of those plants.
An arrangement of small plants in a ceramic pot called a dish garden is popular. A desktop palm or bird's nest fern can liven up homes or offices. Then there are the starter plants, the kind that won't make you feel guilty if they don't survive.
The new thing are succulents and air plants. They look like little spiders, so they're fairly easy. It's a safe plant to take care of.
Low-maintenance plants can last years with dedicated care. Jennifer says the real joy and satisfaction comes over time when new growth emerges. Proud plant parents are often quick to show off their budding vines and blooms.
If they're taking care of at home, they're like, ooh, I have a baby. I have a baby coming. So it's pretty exciting that they know that they're not killing the plant. They have new growth.
Easter lilies are the star of the plant world this weekend.
That's always real popular. And of course, you can always plant those outside after the blooms die off.
Tilly's Flowers is known for its roses and fresh flower arrangements. The excitement over houseplants really gets back to the roots of the business.
This is where we keep some plants here, our little growers. We have growing lights. We have plants all through the store.
For The Range, I'm Deborah Shar.
There's some more back here, succulents, air plants.
You can find more on this story at kmuw.org.